Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Ready or not, here we come!
Episode 203 of the Eavesdrop Podcast. You are not going to believe it, but we are back. On behalf of Delamar, here's Monica Francesca, Jelly Victor, the Jude Rocha. We are all together because it's time for the Eavesdrop Podcast. Welcome.
Nice. Ang sexy naman nun.
I know. Nalilito kasi ako. Ano bang character ko today?
Which person am I today? And daming personalities.
Madami siyang personalities. But hello, guys. How you doing?
Hi. It's been a while. We know we've been MIA in the Podverse universe, you know. So we're back. What is our life lately? A lot has been happening.
Oh, kaya you can't find us doing a recording is because there's just too much to do. Too much to do. I don't know.
Well, we can start with the state of affairs in Metro Manila. We have smog/vog. Have you
What's
heard
a
of
vog?
That? Ugh. It's the newest
What's a
thing.
Vog? So, what is that?
It's so, you know,
you're
it's
all,
a trend now.
We're all voggers.
Voggers.
That's a good one, Jude.
So it's supposed to be like volcanic smog.
Okay, I see. Okay.
From Taal. That was the initial report. But then
Taal is fuming.
Taal is fuming, literally. There's like plumes of smoke coming, and obviously
so am I. So who isn't?
Right, we're all in this together. But then there's other reports that the smog is really coming from, you know, man-made pollution like car exhausts and whatnot, and it's like due to like, you know, weather, air pressure, and all that. But
thermal inversion.
That's what it's called, thermal inversion. Google it.
No, we have that here. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. But you know, when it comes out of the mountain.
Hindi mo lang alam kasi kung totoong real thing that dyan.
Literally pulled from the air when it was mentioned. Thermal inversion.
What?
Are you just making stuff up? Why can't we just say climate crisis or...
ganon.
It's all strange. That all happened in a day.
In a matter of like the morning time, you know, before lunch, it may thermal inversion na yung vocabulary ng ano bayan, you know.
May TikTok na
about thermal inversion. Okay, so anyway, the air quality sucks. That's what it basically is. Really heavy. People with respiratory problems, it was quite difficult for them. The seniors too. So we were told to mask up just if you're going outside. And you really felt it. I know Jelly felt it too. Yeah.
You did, Jels?
Yeah, I did.
Masikip.
Hirap huminga.
But there must have been something else.
No, but you know what, Del? Whether it's from Taal or the pollution, there's no way out for us. We're getting something. It's just a matter of the source.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but thermal, kasi when we go hiking here and we're up in the mountains and we look into the valley, you really see like a thick, maybe a thick layer of like gray stuff. Mm. And so I asked Tyler, like, what's that? He said, that's the thermal inversion. I go, what does that mean? He says, because we're covered by mountains on the east and the west, the air can't move. So the pollution is trapped. It can't get blown away and get cleaned out. So on a clear day, you can really see inversion. And it's a big problem in Utah. Like, marami kaming advocacy groups here that actually want to change certain laws. So I could understand that totoong it happens in Manila, but maybe you can't help but think something else is happening. They're just not telling us.
Well, I think maybe it was just really a wonderful combination of Taal and pollution. Kasi Taal talaga was fuming, literally. A lot of smoke, and then there wasn't much wind. There wasn't rain yet, though it did rain yesterday, so maybe that pushed everything down.
It cleared up the day after with the rains. You know, they say it's acid rain. Maybe that's
acid rain.
It's a mix of halo halo, mix of everything.
It's the end of the world, guys.
But if you go up to Mount Maharat, as anybody who you know ride mountain bikes, you would see down into Metro Manila and see how much air or bad air we've been breathing all our lives if you grew up here or in its surroundings. Mm. So I guess it was really especially bad this time around to have local governments cancel schools after lunch. Oh.
So that's what's happening in Metro Manila. It's gray.
It's gray.
It's bleak.
It's bleak. It's like it's a dystopian movie.
What a great start, no? After not hearing from us, ganiting balik natin.
But wait, we are your ray of sunshine, right? So we do have stories. Wait.
Not me. I'm here for a dose of reality. Let's prepare these people, okay? Because we give them false hope. And then, you know, once their hopes are dashed by reality, they can't pick themselves up and they get embittered.
Oh, so
you know what embittered people do, right?
We do tell the truth on this show. Okay. It's been shitty. No, just kidding. Joke lang. Always good. Always find the bright side of things.
Hindi ko alam eh. Kasi yung pagkasabi ni Monica ng joke lang, parang masyadong meaty. Joke lang!
Wala pang smile, diba? Joke lang. Joke lang!
Okay, getting better. Getting better.
A little bit. Mm-hmm. How many more takes, Derek? Hindi. Sige, wait. What's happening? What's happening?
Well, I'm just a little butterfly that can't seem to land. Oh. Like, can I just please land somewhere, please? Uh-oh, it's been so busy. I feel like there's just an influx in my life. And so 1 week I was on the East Coast, and then the next week I'm on the West Coast. And then, you know, it's just so...
The summer still? It's still summer? Or No. Sorry, you guys are back to school. Yes.
Yeah, okay. It's fall. Actually, today at 11-something tonight is the autumnal equinox. Oh. So it means this is when there's equal night and day. So 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of sun, nighttime. And then from here on out, the nights get longer. Kasi pa winter na, diba? So that's what the equinox is. There's an equinox, an equinox in the summer where you, from having longer nights, you have equal amount of night and day. And then from then on, mas mahaba na yung day. And then as we reach into fall, So summer, mas mahaba ang daytime. But as you reach the autumnal equinox, magle-level off na siya, 12 and 12. Tapos, you know, the cycle of life goes on.
Yeah, we'll go through that as well, except it's, you know, the leaves won't turn.
Beautiful colors.
It's still going to be hot.
They'll turn black.
It'll be shorter. It'll move towards shorter days, but it'll still be typhoons and
oh my god,
floods.
Yeah,
floods. Yesterday was really bad here in Metro Manila. Edsa
oh
was
my gosh,
flooded. Were you out on the roads any yesterday, Jude?
Yeah, we in the afternoon, but we were monitoring because there were flooded parts. Camp Aguinaldo, that was front and center in the news because it was waist deep. And then you saw some photographs on
Edsa was waist deep.
Araneta. Araneta was a delight. I mean, if you like wading through trash waist deep.
Oh my gosh. See, imagine.
My goodness.
Climate change, guys. Hey, back to bleak.
Back to bleak.
Can we go back to positive? Ang hirap talaga, guys. We're trying. We're really trying here.
Ano, konting pihit pa. Konting pihit. Kaya niya.
Hindi, tsaka ano, ito yung classic na, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Well, I'm just thankful it's sunny today, although it's getting up in the temps. Yes. But...
Is it the weather or the company, Jude?
Oh,
wow.
Definitely.
Oh, ang bilis ng Del.
I can say this unequivocally, it's the weather.
Grabe naman, Jude. Ang bilis din ang sagot ni Jude.
The company pala,
grabe
the company.
Grabe naman, Jude. You are such a grouch.
Okay, wait. One happy story. Jelly, come on. Happy story.
Happy story. No. The happy story lang is I hosted for Netflix. It was and their guests were all directors. This is for See What's Next Philippines 2023. They showed the media what's coming up on Netflix in terms of the Filipino offerings. Antoinette Hadaone was there.
Fun.
She is the showrunner. Dan Villegas, the director for Replacing Chef Chico. Do you want to know who's in it, Monica?
Oh my God.
It's Alessandra De Rossi, Sam Milby, and Piolo Pascual.
Oh, Papa P.
So this is going to be on Netflix. It's the first Filipino original TV series about the lives of chefs.
Oh,
so
fun.
after the whole event, I approached Derek Antoinette. I reintroduced myself. I reminded her that she guested on our podcast for Fangirl. And I'm like, can we have you again on the show? So let's keep our fingers crossed. But this time it's going to be with her, Dan, and then Derek Dan. And then hopefully either Alessandra or Piolo and Sam or Piolo. Basta si Piolo lang talaga ando din, no?
Yes, Papa P.
So sana matuloy. Pero sabi
lang
niya,
it's fun.
Medyo mahirap lang daw with Papa P's sked because he's shooting a movie.
Ay.
Yun lang. But you know, I really wouldn't mind if it's like Alessandra because
I like her.
Her filmography is amazing, that woman.
I also like how she acts.
She's
like
just
her.
Everywhere. Galing. Mm-hmm. Parang never siyang nabakate. She's always working on something. Mm-hmm. You know? She's not like superstardom like all the other celebs, but she always has work.
This show, was there like a trailer? What is it? Is it
they
like-
didn't show trailers. they showed a bit of Replacing Chef Chico. So it's what Derek Antoinette was talking about is that what she's noticed with all our shows, and then she's comparing it to shows from other countries, is that our food, the Filipino cuisine, has never been highlighted in any of our movies, any of the shows. So that's what they really wanted with Replacing Chef Chico. Like, you watch it, and if you're non-Filipino, you would want to taste Filipino food and be exposed to more than just adobo or Jollibee.
Is it going to be a drama or a comedy?
It's
or
a dramedy. It's a dramedy. Yeah, dramedy. It's a romantic dramedy.
Series, Jelly, or?
Series, siya. Series on Netflix.
Fine.
Okay. So there. So sana, I got a contact number to get in touch with. So hopefully pwede din si Papa P. Kasi lahat naman ng i-invite natin from Cornerstone eh. Because the show is under Cornerstone Studios.
Oh, so they need extra.
Sounds like
sous-chef.
A fun event.
Sous chef of Papa P.
Yes, chef.
Her,
yes, chef.
Damn. Damn, chef.
Sige, Monica, pumili ka.
Mm.
Jungkook?
Oh my
or Papa
God,
P.
Stop Ay, it.
That's it. Sabi
oh
ni universe.
No.
Uh-oh. You have to choose between the two. That's it.
What can I do? Everything.
Everything. Everything that comes to mind, you can do.
Who
would you do it to?
No. Let me code it. Let me code it for you.
Okay. Al is okay, ha?
I need details.
Parang ano lang yan, itinerary. Kailangan mong ilista.
Make a very good decision.
Okay, let me just say that when the universe presents you with this very difficult choice, right? Very difficult choice. There are no impediments.
Oh my God!
Okay, there are no impediments. There are no impediments.
Okay, you know.
Jungkook is of the same age.
No, I want him this energy.
Meaning, hormones. Meaning to say it's not whatever impediment you think could be put
on your... And then
he
can
speak
English or I can speak Korean. Okay.
No impediment. No impediment with Papa P. No impediment with Jungkook. Sino? Mamili ka.
I will pick Jungkook.
Oh! Hi! Bakit? The question is why?
I'll let Al have Papa P.
Gusto rin pala ni Al.
Crush din niya.
You are...
Ano ba yun? Para everybody happy.
And then compare notes na lang kayo after. Wait, have you... It's a good thing you reminded me. Have you watched One Piece?
Yes.
Anyone? Okay. Does Zoro look like Jungkook though?
Yes.
I was like, oh my God, Monica needs to watch this because he's so very Jungkook-like.
So this guy... His name's Makenyu. He's Japanese. Jap-American. Married na. Pero... While we're watching, right? So, syempre, he looks like Jungkook, very much so. But, you know, older version and he's
age
also
appropriate.
Very parang age appropriate, you know?
Jungkook.
And so, syempre, I can't tell Al while I'm watching One Piece. Wow. And daming memes. There's a lot of memes about that. there's a guy, he has a green screen and it's the Zoro guy. And he goes, you know, I know my girlfriend loves me, but our relationship can't take another Jungkook. It was him.
So. Yeah, very Jungkook-like.
I did not tell Sir Al. May HD din ako sa Mac and you.
Yeah, hottie.
He's hot.
Tapos ano talaga, martial artist.
Yes.
And I was telling Juliana, because Juliana and I both share our admiration for him. We both, because I told Juliana, I'm like, Papa, there's this guy on One Piece. And she's like, Zoro, you know about him, Mama? So we're both going nuts over him.
So cute.
And I told Juliana that we're going to watch Rurouni Kenshin because he's in it. Yeah.
Is he a bad guy? I feel like he's a bad guy.
I think he's a bad guy in the Kenshin series.
Hey, don't discriminate against them. They still need love.
The bad guys. Your crush is coming over. Both of them, aren't they? PSJ?
I know. October 14 for PSJ. And then Kim Sun Ho sometime in December for the Asian Awards. I have no idea why it's being done here, though. And of all places, Philippine Arena. That's ang hirap siyang puntahan.
Bulacan.
Bulacan. I've heard
numerous horror stories about, like, there were tons of people who missed the Bruno Mars concert because they were stuck in traffic. Despite leaving many hours. on Bruno Mars' IG, when he posted about the Philippines, there was a Chinese lady who commented that she flew in from China to the Philippines just to watch his concert, and she missed it because of the traffic. Yeah.
Oh my God.
She was like, she said she was in a 5-hour traffic and she still missed it. And she even indicated how many kilometers away Philippine Arena was. She just trying to tell people na this short distance, 5 hours, I still didn't make it.
Oh my God.
Ang daming ganun. Paolo Valenciano missed it as well.
Nag-concert yung U2, yung pa-uwi anan, yung mga friends ko nagpa-umaga na lang kasi yung
going out, egress, right?
So they could see the traffic, so they just waited it out. Sat on the grass, looked at the stars, and reminisced the fun time they had.
Parang college lang, no?
Ayun, yun.
Oh, kasi aside from the traffic then, problema din daw parking. There was another one naman who said they were there, but he couldn't watch because he had no parking.
Yikes.
That's so why they have the shuttles on.
That's
for
actually
the
best. That's the best bet.
The most recent one at the Philippine Arena was the FIBA inaugural, and they were offering rides as early as people were there early morning just to catch the buses. So ikot-ikot na lang.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, like, you can do a tailgate party, right? Like, you go there early, you park, you have your cooler, and you have drinks and snacks, and then you wait dun by the arena. Because that's what they do it. At least for the BTS concert, the Suga concert that I went to in LA, may mga ganun eh. So ready na sila, handa na sila. But,
that's a good event, huh? Parang that's a good event to organize, like the pre-party or the pre-concert party.
They do that for football games. Oh, they call it's organized tailgate ano, party.
They look forward to it. That's why everybody's drunk during the game.
By the time the game rolls in, diba?
At saka, the difference is there are restrooms in those places.
Yes.
Kasi when you have that many people and then there are no restrooms, it's chaos. People are going to pee. They're going to litter. They're going to. Yeah, it's going to be gross.
So, but I don't know how fully equipped the Philippine Arena is. I don't even. Are there like establishments or hotels near them even?
So
maybe that's something that they have to build out. Because all the concerts are happening there. You know, K-pop artists who are coming. Because it's big enough. I think, isn't it? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Is it bigger than like MOA?
Absolutely.
Right? So that's why they're having it there. The capacity.
Yeah, they're building an airport there. Nearby.
Are they?
Yeah. So maybe
under San Miguel, diba, Jude?
San Miguel, RSA. And then if you want a posh hotel, you come from Clark.
The other way. So maybe in the future it'll be great. But right now, but I have to be so there distant. So early. In the not so distant.
Magte-train na tayo papunta doon. We'll flash our senior card now by that time.
Wag na ba?
Ano tayo, first to board.
Yeah, stop it.
Tapos pinapaupo ko na ng mga teenager.
Shit. Oh my God. Though, hey, I've been looking for like an electric or hybrid car recently. So Al found one. It's very tiny, right? It's called like a ice cream. It's fully electric. Parang for city driving lang talaga siya. And I realized like I wouldn't be mad if everybody just had an electric car, even if it was tiny on the roads, because our roads are filled with, you know, huge ass cars, right? Like, but then if you go to Japan and such, they're tiny. They're just there.
Tiny, K cars, they call it.
Yun. Like, we should go for that.
Europe. In Europe, the other smart cars.
The smart, though.
Yeah,
I think, are you talking about those ice cream cars? Because I think I saw one yesterday.
Yes.
They're
tiny.
I saw a white one.
It's like a golf cart.
Yun, ah, yung
pero
silhouette
parang
niya.
Pang one person lang, diba?
Two the naman. Size,
hindi, ano, Jelly, two. Ano yun, pwede sa, okay. Sa inyo yun, yung pwedeng kang kumandong. Parang ano.
Shoot. I'm gonna get one right now.
Tapos doon kayo sa malubak. Kasi nakakandong ka. Ano tayo sa malubak? Bakit?
Wala nang ganun, no? Hindi na yata, wala na akong nakikita ng ganun.
Doon tayo sa maraming pothole, okay?
So yes, so they're desperate very times. Cute. For desperate measures.
Honey, know. Honey. Be, ano na to?
Be.
Flat. Wala na. Patag na to. Apatag na ba? Kasi
yung ano, yung mga electric are supposed to be coding exempt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or hybrid? Yes. Kahit if it's a hybrid?
Hybrid and electric.
Tsaka may tax, nice. Diba? May tax exemption.
Oh, I don't know about that. But
special parking na sa mall.
Ayun.
Harap pa ng entrance lagi, diba?
May charger kasi.
May charger.
But I mean, I wouldn't be mad. I mean, I wish, my wish would be like our roads will work towards that. You know, just small, tiny.
Just
electric cars.
I just wonder if it's gonna work. Because if you're going electric, like full electric, you can't have 5-hour traffic jam.
Correct.
Oh, yun nga lang.
Diba? Because you really can't. That's fully electric true. Means you can't, like the one we have is hybrid.
So
gas. Oh, my gas. So as long as I don't go over 40. So city driving, well, 40 miles per hour, huh? Not kilometers. So it's a mabilis. 35 mm-hmm. is what? At least 70, mga 70, ba? So I'm just driving around, grocery, school, whatever, errands, and sometimes 2 weeks, hindi gumagalaw yung ano ko, yung gas.
Mm-mm.
It's all electric. Yun lang, you just plug it in through the night. And then you just can't go a certain speed. Basta pag mabilis na, pag nag-freeway ka na, wala na yon. It's all gas.
Magagas
it switches
na
by okay. itself. Right, you don't right. need to press on no, anything?
No, no.
Okay.
No. Tsaka yung your braking actually feeds the battery. Mm-mm. So may yeah. mga ganun siya.
The technology yeah. will get better, more efficient. But the problem here, I think it's specific to a city like Metro Manila, is there are no new
yes.
roads.
Yep.
Being built, but there might yep. be infrastructure to support these hybrid Mm-mm. electric cars in the malls. Mm-hmm. In I think the first ones were in
some
Ateneo
petrol stations,
and Meralco and UP. Oh, kasi may program sila eh, yung mga start na yon. Mm-hmm. But if you're stuck in traffic, if you're paano yun? May power bank ang ano?
There's no power bank.
So we can start with hybrid. Pero mahal. We were also looking for hybrid cars. Kasi yeah. yun nga. Deluxe. But kasi, mahal din siya, even, ha?
Kasi even now, like our hybrid car is 5 years old. We bought it in 2019 in October. So it's 5 years old this coming October. We're thinking of changing it.
Mm-mm.
And parang we still don't want a fully electric car.
Yeah.
We still want hybrid. Because mm-hmm. when you're dealing with... Diba? You never know. We don't have yeah. the infrastructure to right. support
right.
the fully electric cars na hindi ka talaga masa-stranded. So, mm-hmm. diba? Especially
true.
When you have children.
Anyone who's listening who's driving a Tesla, tell us how it goes. Malamang sa ano yan, wala, kundito, very few. But
see, Tesla
abroad
is
in the US.
All electric.
Dami.
Electric siya.
Yeah, it's
electric
all electric. It's fully electric. But it's the fastest, right? It's the fastest. And then, so what they do is if you're like doing a road trip from, let's say, Utah to Vegas, you map out all of the charging stations that Tesla has along the
cool.
way. And so that's, So when we moved here, I was so surprised because in the grocery store namin, they converted like a whole lane, full, so go to 7 spots, lahat Tesla. Like all sponsored by Tesla. So you see them there. They're napping while they're charging their cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can Tesla charge in non-Tesla charging stations? No. Or very specific yes. to Tesla lang?
As long as you have the thing. And then you have a
connector thingy.
Okay.
Jude, lightning cable.
Iniisip ko parang Apple na naman
yun. Sorry, USB-C na pala tayo ngayon. What's that,
really,
Monica?
In Hong Kong, where there are like a lot of electric.
A lot of Teslas. Maraming Tesla fanboys doon. Uber.
Tesla. Oh my gosh.
Oh, nakasakay na rin kami.
Diba sa, I think was it a month ago? I think I saw it on the news that Google launched the first ever fully robotic car taxi service. So when you book it, so the reporter booked it on an app. So the car drives up in front of him on the sidewalk. And for you to open the door, you have to press something on the app.
Mm. Cool.
So that's how you know that car
that's
is
yours.
For you.
Okay.
Yeah.
You get in, there's no driver, and you need to press something on the screen that says start the drive.
Oh, weird. Oh.
Yeah, so he starts the drive and he starts going somewhere. This is in San Francisco.
Oh.
And so there was a car that was overtaking and went on his lane, the lane where the robot, fully automatic car, automatic and electric. Anyway, so I don't know, it followed the rules.
It
did exactly, it follows, he felt safe.
Oh.
It was doing exactly what a human would do. But the test is only within San Francisco, so they've only mapped all of those things. Because you really need that. You need the map to put into the software and sensors that are working, not just in the car, but, you know, dun sa roads, di ba?
Mm.
Sabi ko, oh my gosh, this will be our children's lives.
Right?
Westworld. Parang hindi siya pwede sa Pinas. Unang-una, yung mga sensors na ilalagay nila sa streets na nakawen. So, wala na.
Oo. Oh, paano natin pagkakakitaan to?
I know. How sad.
Nakakalungkot. But driving here is just, oh my God.
Do you think, would you trust to be in a car? Would you feel safe to be in a car like that? Fully AI controlled?
So the application that they're thinking about, the most important application are for elderly.
Mm.
Like here in Utah, for example, there are really people in their 70s, in their late 70s, early 80s, still driving.
Mm-mm.
And
Mm-mm.
although they might be healthy at the point with which they entered the car, mm-hmm. because of their age, so many things can happen while they're behind the wheel, right? So the application that they think it will be most beneficial would be servicing the elderly, the injured.
Okay. That makes sense. Yes. Aww. Yes and yes.
And then that's just the taxi part. But then later on, it will evolve into other industries and other, you know, AI. I'm sure meron ding crimes that will happen. Diba? Parang Minority Report.
I know.
Pero, but it's slowly we're moving closer and closer to that, it seems.
So this AI, I don't know if you've seen it on the news, but GMA News has AI sportscasters. Mm. Have you seen
that? No, I haven't.
Yeah, I saw that.
Nice.
For this season of NCAA, they will debut for this season of NCAA.
Hindi na si Martin Javier.
Hindi. Meron sila. They held an audition for the new sportscaster. They've already announced 12 new sportscasters from...
Like human?
Universities. And then they announced the male and female AI. Pero we're not even sure if that's going to push through because they got all very negative comments in their posts.
Oh, nakita ko. Parang it was very, very bad.
It was not received well, yeah.
Jelly, would you know like in what capacity those two, the AI things, the,
no
what
idea.
They would
I don't
do?
Know what they'll cover. But
right,
I think
what
like,
they would cover.
Pwedeng, I'm guessing the live interviews and all that would be, you know, the humans. Pero like if it's the wrap up, kasi yun controlled nila. They can write that up and then have the AI talk about it. Pero yung actual interaction hindi pa kaya ng AI yun eh. Or supposedly,
can
but
they?
Kaya.
Kasi
one of the episodes, Tyler's been asking me
to do a ChatGPT episode on the eavesdrop, mm-hmm. where it's yes. a full-on experiment.
Yes.
So ChatGPT, I'm going to have a conversation
with
the AI and certain questions, you know, kasi diba, the data bank, it has access to so many files. That's how it can compute fast enough to give you what you're asking. Mm-hmm. That it's intelligent in that way. So, but in terms of data, it still will get data from everything on the internet.
That's so it's been like literally pulling information real time.
So when the game is happening, ChatGPT or any of this AI that you're into can converse with you, can do wrap-ups. Mm. All you need to do is to give it the information. So whatever information it's gathering while it's talking to you and the information it already has in the bank, then the AI collects everything and stitches it up for you.
Right.
That's the intelligence part.
Yes.
So kaya nun that if what kasi marami namang AI, diba? You just have to choose which one you're going for. I'm sure they can do that already.
Hindi lang nila alam naka-integrate na yung AI sa podcast natin. Oh, yung title caption natin. AI na yung nagsusulat nun eh.
Oy, nag-ChatGPT ka, Jude.
Nagte-testing-testing na lang tayo.
Ganun siya kagaling.
Sabi ko, since ayaw mag pahirapan gumawa ng ganyan, eto, AI, do this.
AI. Jude, ano yung prompt mo?
Ang tawag ko sa kanya, si AI. AI. Ano, sulat ka naman ng episode 202.
The last aces.
By the way, naka-trademark na yan. Huwag nyo lang, basta AI yung
wala na pwede gumamit. Jude said it first. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Hindi nyo lang alam. Meron na dito.
Kasi let's si Tyler was telling me, the tumbling class of Harper charged us even if I didn't enroll her for the summer.
Uh-oh.
So now she's back in the fall. And nasilip ko yung resibo. Sabi ko, wait a minute, why was I charged? Mm. So anyway, they tell me to write a letter so that they'll reverse the charges. So I go and tell Tyler, sabi ko, I have to write a letter. Sabi niya, why don't you just use ChatGPT?
Yeah.
Sabi ko, oh my gosh, really? Sabi niya, yeah, just tell it what it needs.
Yes. So what did you do? What's your prompt?
No.
Write me a letter.
Syempre, techno idiot naman ako, diba? So he's just gonna be there. But we've already done, we went through it one time because he was convincing me, if you don't have an episode, why don't you have a dropette where we're using ChatGPT?
Mm-hmm,
and he will just read what chat, the AI is saying.
That's fun. So,
it's a conversation. Go ahead.
I like that idea.
Tayo na lahat. Tayo na lahat.
Hindi, para we can hear Tyler.
Do we really need to? This is one area of my life where I don't have to listen to him.
That is true. Okay.
Well take a said, break from him.
Keep it separate, diba? Keep the mystery alive.
But that is a very good idea. Because, you know, I do have conversations with Al about this AI stuff and ChatGPT. We feel like sometimes yung mga captions ng friends natin, like, before their grammar was horrible and now their grammar is, like, so great on IG. Sa captions nila. So we go, tangina, ano yan? AI written. Your grammar's too good.
Sino nga yan? Sino?
Sino yan?
None of you.
Name names.
None of you, okay?
Just mouth it on the video. No. Tapos yung AI ko i-vocalize na lang yung... si ano?
Hindi si Jude yun, yung AI niya yun, nagsabi. Nakaboses ni Jude. Pero pwede din yun, ha? Speaking of AI,
yes.
There are also
so
AI influencers.
Yeah.
Who have millions of followers on Instagram.
So how does it work? Like
they just keep posting. And then they have like a huge following, so they can be sponsored as well. But they're not even real people, or at least, you know, there's a real person behind that character.
Interesting.
But may mga AI influencers na ngayon.
Pero yun yung nagiging problema kasi what if a real person looked like the AI?
Correct. Diba?
That I'm trying to show you because Tyler also made the AI make a drawing of the three of us. I'm trying to look for it.
Parang
it's the AI rendering us as ayo ito. This is it.
Oh, I did that on TikTok.
Oh my. Yeah, so
this it's on
is
TikTok na rin, may AI
Meron.
Component.
This is
so okay. What was the prompt?
I don't
or
know.
Or was there an existing
Am I the
photo?
One in the middle?
I don't know. Oh my.
June is the cutest, but he's
you're
not your bird.
You're the robot.
Pwede pala akong weird. Stuffed toy.
This is the,
June,
this
you're
is
the robot.
Ayaw si June the robot na naman.
I'm fine. Well, kung guys, kung alam nyo lang eh.
Parang wala tayong kamukha
dyan. That's so cool.
Wala. Oo, wala.
Robot talaga Wait. Ako.
Oh, ito. This is ChatGPT rin to, ah. I mean, no, another...
Laging may, ano, si Jude talaga.
So, Somebody's okay, wait, you have to ask Tyler, like, what did he... Because there's a prompt there, like, you put...
I know, what did
three
he say?
Girls, three girls talking, three Asian ano girls talking.
Three girls in a cup.
Three girls in a robot. Parang ganun. So, ano yung sinulat niya?
I will have to ask him.
Ask him, ask
kasi,
him.
He demonstrated it to me and asked, I mean, do you want me to ask what it knows about you?
Aye.
About Delamar?
And then
he proceeded to chat with the AI. And I was like, oh my gosh, how does it know who I am?
So ChatGPT is just one of the many.
Yeah, Midjourney.
AI, yeah.
Is yes. one I keep coming across. Even on tweets, you can see someone summarize somebody's Twitter thread.
Wow.
So parang inulit mo lang yung binasa mong thread. Pero may gumagawa nun parate. Kasi di ba may, when you're on your Twitter, by the way, TweetDeck is a paid service now. So that kind of sucks. Elon is not taking my money. And he has plans of charging for Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it these days.
So are you guys on the other one? And about
Threads.
Yes, but barely.
Everyone's.
Parang nag-fizzle, no?
Thank you, Sir Al.
Because that's what they're predicting. Eh? Parang there will be an initial moving, but they think that people will go back.
Go back.
Pero sabi ko, do you think X is more friendly, user-friendly than Twitter?
Threads. You mean X as it is now, then...
The way, like, parang I X'd, parang I tweeted. It's so much
Yeah,
more...
he messed that one up.
There's no verb for X. Like what? What do you say?
It's not a tweet
Unlike
anymore.
Twitter. it's not a tweet.
Diba? But I still say it. I'm on Twitter. I don't know.
Oh,
though
understood.
They killed the bird. All the newscasts are like, you know, formerly something so-and-so Jelly posted on X, formerly Twitter. Parang ganun. There's always that little
Your name style guide.
In written reports.
Kasi officially, you know. But we're not bound by those. So Twitter it is.
I know, right? Sorry, Elon.
Messed it up.
Oo nga. I think with AI, the one that scares me the most is the voice AI, wherein they will really be able to sound like you.
Those are
and
pretty
speak
good.
Speak like yeah. you. We had a discussion about that here at home, and we came up with a word, because especially for us, we're on a public platform, you know, they'll really get our voice.
They get their voices.
Yes.
Yeah.
They can really get how we speak and, you know, everything. So, especially for families, come up with like a word for you to determine if that's really your mom you're speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
That's
like
not
safe,
written anywhere.
Like
yeah,
a
like
safe
a safe word.
Word. Yeah.
That's not written anywhere. That's never been discussed. Yun. So when we came up with the safe word, the phones were away. And we just wrote it and then we're just showing it. Okay, don't say
Smart.
It. Para lang,
don't say
para
it.
Lang you have
yeah.
a safe word. Yeah, don't Mm-mm. say it. And the phones were away, like it was in another room, and I just wrote the word and then showed it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-oh. 'Cause
it's scary nowadays.
Yeah, it made the rounds here, di ba? Which one? Yung abductions.
Yes, because...
Yung pala, they weren't abducted, but there were so many that came out because of that AI thing. Anyway, you were saying.
So, I don't know if you've come across it, but Spotify has an AI DJ.
I did. I tried it out.
I checked it out.
Okay.
Mine is like, a black man, a black DJ.
Yeah. Yun na muna yata. It's just one.
Same voice lang
for
siya.
Now. Kasi okay. Beta, same voice. Beta testing pa yan eh.
Okay.
But also, they have recently, I took a screenshot of it. Pero parang aside from the AI DJ, may ano yan eh, there's on Spotify, they will collate, let's say, your songs, and then they'll have a DJ. But then they will also add in mini, short, like, there was one, it started with May News from ABS-CBN. And then the songs. And then after, there was like a snippet of a podcast.
Oh, wow.
And then songs. And then, yeah. And then a snippet of a whatever. Parang ganon.
Looks
parang
like
so Spotify exclusive
how
podcasts.
How long were you listening, Monica, for
not
that
long.
To
Because I saw the people that were popping up. I said, forget it. Not long.
Not long?
Not long.
Tapos it picked up already.
Not, your, oh, what your, do you mean?
For it to, you know, put snippets on your podcast or.
Oh, so it's called Daily Drive. A mix of news and music made for you. Yon, Daily Drive. Parang radio talaga siya. So all like my favorite songs or songs that were in heavy rotation and songs that they think I like. Plus, yun nga, may mga, somebody like Hugot Marcelo. I don't know who that guy is. And stuff like that. So random stuff. I'm like, AI is, you know, taking over everything.
I remember when you and I, Fran, entered... the industry, the radio industry in the mid-90s, the biggest threat to radio at the time was the internet. And people were already foretelling the demise of radio. Radio is going to die. But it didn't die. It actually pushed it to, like, it used the internet to do what it could do.
Right.
Right? The problem is, with AI, you can actually generate a DJ who seemingly is talking to you and it gets fed all of the things, issues, bywords, hip stuff that the certain market would like to hear about, right? But I think I don't know how good AI is at the moment, but I think humans can still tell when they're talking to a robot.
I hope so.
I don't know that we're there yet where, because when I saw one of those newscasters na AI, it looks seamless, ah, ganda. Very, a really great rendering. But you knew that that's not human. You knew that you're not talking to a consciousness. That whoever is there talking to you is not a person. It's a robot. So I don't know how long it will take for them to create voices that mimic the intonation, the accent,
the
personality, and all
of
that.
I've heard some few ones that are not alarming to me. It's just I marveled at it, that I know this is not a human voice and they're showing off what an AI-generated voice can sound like.
And converse.
Not converse, just sometimes you come across, say, YouTube videos that at one time used a speech-to-text generator VO. So halata yun. Pero the ones that I, most recent ones, are pretty darn good. Pwede na. And these are services that they offer already to those who need it. Sometimes if you read a news article, it can be spoken. And sometimes
nice.
It's a human, actual human, and they put it there. And then if you know that, you know, these news are sites have staff to do it, but if it's not credited, then there's a high probability that it's been generated by artificial intelligence. So at some point,
that's the next step, diba? Because the AI can converse with you. Mm. But now you need, let's say you want to talk to it the way that, let's say, Tony Stark talks to Jarvis.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Then now the app would be, there's the AI plus an app that vocalizes the words that the AI is generating. Mm-hmm. This is high tech. This is where we are now.
Exactly.
In terms of technology. So one of the podcasts I was listening to, they talked to this leading scientist, I think his name is Daniel Hoffman, and he was asked, kasi ang great fear ngayon is with AI, the rise of the machines.
Terminator levels.
Terminator or Matrix or any of these sci-fi movies that we have been watching for decades and decades, wherein we create something and that the creation
is our demise.
It launches a rebellion against its creator. Does that sound in any way familiar to you? That's like the story of Adam and Eve. Mm. God created Adam and Eve, and then they weren't supposed to eat the fruit the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, but they did. So it was them having their free will. So ang takot ngayon is, will artificial intelligence somehow spontaneously create consciousness and then proceed to destroy the human race? This is literally what a lot of scientists are talking about. Can AI become conscious?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's like going down a rabbit hole.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
So this guy says, well, everybody else is saying, kasi halos lahat ng mga comedians and artists and influencers na maririnig mo, that's what they're always saying, right? Oh, they're just going to rise. Have we not heard of all of these movies? Have we not learned from them? But this scientist says, listen, the truth of the matter is we can't even isolate how the human brain experiences the taste of chocolate as opposed to the taste of garlic. Okay, bear with me. This is a little nerdy.
Mm. Go.
What they're finding out now, the biggest debate in science is they're finding out that consciousness, what makes Monica, Monica, jelly, jelly, juju, del, del. This thing that is aware of itself and is experiencing things. Kayong nakikinig sa amin ngayon, you're listening to us in your earbuds and you're experiencing the show. That consciousness, that's the consciousness that we all have. You have a little piece of it. I have a little piece of it. It cannot be replicated in an inanimate object. As far as they know right now, even as far as science is concerned, like, yeah, we're not there. We can't even isolate which part of the brain is telling you you're eating ice cream, or that this is the experience of tasting ice cream and the experience of tasting pepper. Mm. We can't even isolate which part of the whatever the little things in your brain is doing. So how can we think that you just feed something, a lot of data in a computer, and then it becomes aware of itself? So I don't know. I'm not saying that's true, but at least that's what leading scientists are saying. Kasi ang fear ko rin is, paano kung mag-matrix tayo dito, diba? They start a rebellion and then try to subdue the human race.
Right.
And make us batteries. Make batteries out of our bodies. That's what the Matrix was about, right?
Because we have souls, right? Isn't that what our consciousness is?
Yes.
Right?
My fate, a healer.
Because we have souls and inanimate objects, a computer, a machine, a data machine, they don't have souls, right?
No,
and
all gadgets, we worship.
We do, though. We worship them.
We're in one right now. I mean, this podcast wouldn't be possible without some technology involved, wouldn't it? Otherwise, we'd have to see each other face to face, and
Jude doesn't want that.
Who knows what delights that might bring?
And then there's that.
There's that.
This thing that makes you and I aware of who we are. Like, I'm very aware of what's me.
my dreams, my thoughts. And it's the same for every human being on the planet. And how you experience pain is going to be different from how I experience pain. The question is, can that experiencing be replicated in a machine? Mm-hmm. We don't even know. They don't think so. But sabagay, we have been wrong before.
But that gives me some sort of solace, of, you know.
Yes, that's what it gave me too.
It lessens my anxiety.
Ay, matagal pa tayo sa convergence, yung tawag nga nila, between, you know, sentient and...
Ayon.
But it's the stuff that we... Because we're exposed. Yeah, if you watch The Foundation, ang pinakabida dun is apparently a robot that's thousands of years old. So... It's not going to happen in our lifetime. Maybe our kids. At some point, maybe it'll take thousands of years if humans are still around. But it's exciting to talk about it, and maybe a little may bahid ng danger kasi they just might be taking over. Our time is up.
True. But that's funny because that question, like if you're really scared that AI will rise up and quell the human race and, you know, make slaves out of our bodies, if you're really concerned about that and you search the internet, trust me, there's a lot of information on the internet. But if you're like me and you take a step there, believe it or not, you'll find spirituality. And it's insane. Mm-hmm. To me, it's really like, what? I did not expect that. Here's my question. Pardon me for being nerdy, but I keep thinking, you know how synchronicity is something we talk about, like if you're on a certain vibration, then things that you see seem to resonate with you and things in your path, right? Mm-hmm. What if synchronicity is just another word for, in the digital age, algorithm? Because the algorithm sends you kind of the same things as you are wanting and searching. Isn't synchronicity kind of the same, but on a spiritual level? Like
on a spiritual level.
Yes. You start to see like 11-11. You start seeing the same quote over and over. Sometimes I wonder, is algorithm just the digital version of synchronicity?
That's very good, Del.
I think so, Madame Oracle.
Yes. Sorry. Babalik pa rin sa atin. It's still humans. The biggest threat and could be the only way out of whatever mess we're in. At least in our lifetime. And you know, yung spiritual ano, kasi in some ways that's what we're connected to. We're with the artificial stuff. Nature's telling us otherwise.
Yeah. But this is, it's just interesting to me how this is our life now. It's 2023 and we're dealing with the technology we have is just unreal. I don't think we would have believed it at the time that we entered radio that one day, you know, this will happen. Self-driving cars. Like what? No, you'll have small TVs in your pocket. No.
Right.
But it's here. The future is here.
And it's just ramped up so fast, so quickly. Like, whoa. What?
Yung speed, no? The way, well, people are talking it up. I mean, it arrived at our podcast. I never thought I'd see the day. AI, ChatGPT. on our podcast.
If you ever have time, watch videos of Dolores Cannon on YouTube. She is a well-known hypnotherapist, but aside from being a hypnotherapist, she was also a well-known UFO researcher.
Isa pa yun,
so she talks a lot about her experiences with UFO and aliens.
Wait, she has real life experience?
Because of the patients that she comes across and through hypnotherapy. And then when I started to, I've been watching a lot of her videos and she talks a lot about spirituality. And then whenever she talks about the UFOs, she mentions how backward the humans are, and even mm-hmm. the way we think, even the way we communicate, because we communicate by putting one word after the other. And that's how we send the message across, you know, okay. like in sentences, you have to say the words. According to her, aliens communicate concepts. It's like when I'm talking to you, for example, if I say Christmas, there are a lot of things that already come to mind with Christmas. You're thinking puto bumbong, mm. bibingka. You're thinking green, red, orange, gold.
Months.
You're thinking oh, 3 months for the Philippines, ber months palang. You're thinking Jose Marichan, Mariah Carey. That's how they communicate. Mm. And then she's talking about how, but it's just really fascinating when you watch her videos. And I think part of me feels like I'm not as threatened with the concept of AI because I think our consciousness is also rising to that level wherein that's how we're going to be communicating with people. That's how we're going to communicate with others. She said many things. She was talking about different dimensions.
What I keep hearing, yeah.
She's talking about... you know, like for example, in spirituality, we say, you know, when you manifest things, you already create that, but it's just in another dimension. There is another version of you that's experiencing that in another dimension. So merong version of me that's living in Forbes and alam mo yon, and going to all these countries and have villas in all of these countries, but they all exist in another dimension. It's just that right now our consciousness is not vibrating at that level yet. But our kids, though, are already vibrating at a different level. That's why when they come across a gadget, even if it's their first time holding it, they already know how to work it. Kasi iba na rin yung consciousness nila. So maybe in the future, the advent of AI, the development of AI, and how advanced AI would be, maybe the humans then already know how to work with that AI. I don't know. It's just, parang it's not as threatening because yeah. we're also raising our vibration and our frequency. Eh.
It doesn't spell because we're D-O-O-M. Headed,
what?
It doesn't spell doom.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Wait, but there was a...
UFO, aliens.
There was a congressional hearing and they had... This is what why Jude was reacting.
Oh, so Mexico, of all places, they jumped the gun on everybody, on all governments.
Yeah. But before that, but there was also here in the U.S. where they... In the U.S., parang tinanong, they recovered aliens... non-human biological material and vehicles.
Come on.
So,
okay, give me context. So, what's happening?
In short, ET and UFO.
But the way it was worded in the congressional hearing in the U.S., they were saying the guy who was being questioned said, yes, there were non-human biologicals found in the aircraft. Not, that had technology not belonging to the human race. The science that it's doing is not compatible from what we know. Most of all, jet propulsion. How do these big things move? Kasi diba, the way we know things moving in our civilization is you need to gain momentum, right? For the plane to be able to lift off, you have to start somewhere, go very fast, and then lift off. These technologies, supposedly...
Fighter pilots seeing just, this, yeah.
Yeah, they go up very high up, very... It was so quick.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the videos have been recorded by pilots and it's now bleeding into the internet. There are so many movements in the sky. Now, they think the science behind those vehicles cannot be human. And they're not just American sources. We're talking many kinds of pilots all around the world.
Commercial aircraft.
Commercial aircraft. So,
and it's but Jude is Chinese spy balloons that they see.
Yeah, exactly. It's not. No.
Okay.
So Jude's talk in Mexico.
What happened in Mexico? Yes.
This guy comes out and produces an alien body in their legislative hearing.
Stop.
Ayun, exactly.
For real?
He showed
it.
Yeah, for real. They it did was X-rays. Captured on cam. Oh. Yes. So what they did was he said, oh, this is an alien. We found it in an aircraft, but thousands of years ago in an archaeological find. So it's not recent.
Okay.
And there's a biological creature in it. So he produced it and showed everyone. But apparently this guy is known to be a hoax person.
Ah, okay.
So, and then all of the other scientists said, if it is true and in the interest of truth, you have to give all the scientific community an access to the DNA.
Yes.
Because it cannot be one person. It has to be people creating all of the experiments and tests and then coming together to say, okay, so what did we find? And then see where it all connects. So, in other words, hindi pa rin natin alam.
Okay. I thought, did they do it? Do I have closure for this story? Hindi pa.
It's a developing story. But
it's a developing story.
Yung MRI niya, hindi raw.
Oo, hindi raw. Ano.
But it's thousands of years old.
No, but it's likely then in America they will make it die down, the buzz about the aliens. Because, yun nga, according to this Dolores Cannon, like Roswell, everything about Roswell is true. Mm. Like, because, well, according to her and her patients,
dun sila dinala.
The aliens came during that time because it was right after World War II.
And then
that was when
because
they are reacting to the nuclear bomb. Apparently, it's a technology that came from the aliens, but it was not being used for the reason it's being used now. So the nuclear bomb, the atomic bomb. She also talked about artificial replacement of like the heart replacement, but using an artificial heart. That is a technology supposedly from the aliens. Same thing with conception. I'm losing IVF. The word. Like IVF. All this technology is not from here, but it was given to us. But like nuclear weapons, that is being used in the wrong way. Oh, it's for destruction. It's not being used as it was gifted to us.
I love all these conspiracy theories.
That's why they came here. That's why they came here. Parang to correct humans. And
I love it.
Now.
This is not a podcast. This is a quack cast.
No, but it's interesting to go on a deep dive on all these things. So,
no, absolutely.
Because after I watched her videos, I'm already Googling more shows on extraterrestrials and all, particularly because she also mentioned, and she died many years ago, she talked about how there's now a rise of many healers. She never mentioned theta healing, but she mentioned like, I come across many healers because now they've taken it on as their responsibility to help raise the consciousness of our planet, to raise the consciousness of people. I was like, wow, key. I see a purpose there.
It's our algorithm.
It's just really interesting.
Our human
wala
algorithm.
Pa yan sa ano, ah. We're looking up in the sky, but meron din sa dagat, in the deep.
Ocean.
Oh, we're not looking much into the ocean, vast as it is, but...
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
Doon sila galing, guys. Can I just tell you? Oh.
The Abyss? Jude, remember Grabe. The Abyss? Do you remember that movie? Monster movie premiere yata?
Sharon
The Abyss?
Stone?
De, ano yan? The Sphere. Yung
the Sphere yun. Oh, ano yung Abyss?
Abyss is... what's his name? The guy in Westworld, the old guy in Westworld. Let me Google it now. Elizabeth Mastriantano or something. Whatever.
Right. Ed Harris.
Ed Harris.
Crush
me,
ano. Hey, never mind.
We know Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio.
Yeah, Mastrantonio. So,
James Cameron movie.
Yeah, it's a James Cameron thing. So aliens are
1989.
Yeah, anyway. Can I just tell you, I had this weird question. I had this weird conversation with Harper. She goes, wait, Mom, how come the land on Earth doesn't float away? So I go, what do you mean? Well, if they're on water, how come they don't drift apart? Sabi ko, oh my gosh, that's such a great question.
That's a great question.
So I go, okay. So quickly I said, okay, Harper, the earth is older than, the sun is older than the earth. But the water on earth is older than the sun. The water we have on planet earth is not from here. This is still a question that scientists are finding out, where did it come from? So supposedly the leading theory is it came from outside of the earth. It's interstellar, let's call it that way. So sabi ko sa kanya, so when the planet was formed, it was all land. And then the water came and filled out the deepest parts of it. So what you see, the land you see floating, is not literally floating. It's connected to the earth that's covered by water. Tapos sabi ko, oh my gosh. Ang hirap magkaanak.
Correct.
Kailangan may mga sagot ka.
Alam mo, nakalimutan na niya yung tanong niya nun eh.
I know. Totoo. Pero, tapos yung nanay niya.
Nag-effort pa talaga.
Tapos si Jude.
Tapos sabi niya, okay, mom.
Hoy, pero tinatanong niya ako ha. She keeps asking me. Sabi niya, mom, how do you know about the smart stuff? Sabi ko, what do you mean? What smart stuff? I want to know how you know about the smart stuff. And you know what I realized? She's pressured that somehow when she's grown up, she has to know all the answers. She has to know the smart stuff.
She doesn't know. Yeah. She just has the mother who knows these things.
No. That's not what I would tell her. I'm telling her, no, girl. Ask your questions. The answers are coming.
Yeah.
Ask your questions. These are great questions. Uh-oh. I've never met any person, kid or adult, who's asked that question. The most difficult questions I've been asked are from my children. And it's really pushed me.
Galing.
Anyway, natawa lang ako kasi sa ating pinag-uusapan. But anyway.
I like that. I mean, I learned something new. I didn't know.
I know,
same
right?
Here.
That our water's interstellar.
I know.
Thank you, Harper.
Andan yung nanay niya.
Our world, our universe is so huge, so expansive. I mean, of course there's aliens. There cannot not be.
Okay, we cannot be the only inhabitants of this universe.
It's just a matter of, I don't know, disclosure. We don't know the whole story. Somebody knows the secrets, or we've never experienced it. Maybe we will.
Yeah, between aliens and robots, I mean, what's a sci-fi fanboy need, right? I mean, it's
exactly.
The golden
You're
age.
Living a dream.
Oh.
Well, regardless, you know, regardless of what you think, and if you're panicking at the development of technology and the human race, this fact you can be sure of, that four consciousness, in the name of Del, Monica, Jelly, and Jude, have been with you for some kind of like maybe an hour, a little over an hour, sharing our consciousness with you. So thank you for joining us. This has been episode 203 of the Eavesdrop Podcast. We will be back next week, right, guys?
Yes.
Yes.
That's not an AI-generated answer.
Si Jude ayaw mag-yes.
Ewan ko, ah. Parang, sige.
It was also a very hesitant yes coming from us. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Convincing ourselves.
Maybe,
yeah,
I know. Maybe October will be different.
Can you feel our conviction? Can you feel our love for the podcast? We don't. Just kidding. But thank you for spending the hour with us. We'll be back next week. On behalf of Monica Francesca, Jelly Victor, and the Jude Racha, thank you for joining us for another episode of the Eavesdrop Podcast. See you next week.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.